All right, time for I've Been Thinking. Linda Hallinan, would you like to start?
Well, I've been thinking about spending more, but I haven't actually been doing it. This is actually my first trip to the city in 10 weeks. So I think the last time I was in Auckland was the last time I was on
the
panel.
It's a nice surprise to have you in studio. It's lovely to have
company.
I know,
it's fun, isn't it? Mm. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who kind of spent all that time in lockdown unexpectedly saving. So it's kind of like a financial detox. Suddenly I had all this cash and I was like, what have I done differently? And it's almost like we went through kind of compulsory cold turkey. And now that we're on the other side, it's actually quite hard to loosen up again, even though you know that if you don't spend, the economy will tank, right? So, because spending is what keeps our economy going. And so I did a little bit of research. They reckon it takes between 20 and 250 days to break a habit. So I think we all broke the habit of spending. But how do we go back again to kind of frittering stuff away on cafe lunches and things like that? And so, yeah, I feel a little bit conflicted about what to do going forward. But I did have an idea. And this idea is for self-employed people like me who now have lots more time and less money on our hands. And that is that maybe this would be a good time to spearhead a return to community education at schools. Remember when most high schools used to host night classes for adults?
Absolutely.
You know, I did lots of these when I was younger. So things
Give us
like
an example. What did you
Thai
do?
Thai cooking. I did 3 lots of pottery, woodwork.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
And so I thought, well, maybe, I mean, a lot of those went, by the way, because funding was cut to them. So maybe now would be a great time to see people who have got a good skill sharing with other people.
Fantastic, I've been thinking.
Yeah,
night
just one
classes,
more, one
yes.
tiny more thing on that was, so the thing I thought I might do is get my guitar out for the third time and try and learn to play the guitar. And so I had to get it restrung. And so I went to the music shop in Pukekohe. It cost me $50, so there's my little bit of spending. They said they'd restrung more than 40 guitars since we came out of level 4 because people are dusting them off and getting back into it.
What night class have you done? I would love to hear you, and we'll pop it into the Friday mailbag. I've always wanted to do a film developing course, a camera film developing course.
That's I don't think you can get the chemicals now, can you?
I don't know. All right, Morgan Godfrey, I've been thinking.
I've been thinking about political theory, as you do. Post the virus or after the virus and its economic and social fallout, with the unrest in the US and the protests against racial injustice and economic inequality, suddenly political theory and political theorists are back. You might have seen Wallace Noam Chomsky, who you're very familiar with, all across the media, all across the internet. Cornel West has been across CNN, MSNBC, talking in very theoretical terms about the current moment, about the difference between, you know, resistance and revolution. And speaking, I think, to where we're going, it's been quite an interesting development, I think. These people who have come from the margins and all of a sudden they're at the very centre of the global conversation, speaking in very intellectual terms, very theoretical terms. And I just think it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant media development that people like Noam Chomsky, that people like Cornel West, and dozens of others, not just in the US, but in Europe and Asia, and even to a small extent in New Zealand. I saw Moana Jackson, a few pieces from him recently.
Amazing, isn't it? A return of
at the centre of the conversation. It's brilliant.
Yeah. And I guess what those, you've mentioned those three thinkers, and also others, Morgan, they have this very unique ability to draw the long arc so they can place the current context into history. And that's what I find very, very interesting.
Exactly. They can explain how both, you know, this moment's quite unusual, especially with the virus, in combination with the racial injustice, the economic inequality. But at the same time, it's not unusual at all. In a sense, it's almost history repeating itself.
Yeah.
There was the Spanish flu. There were recessions in the 1920s and then a depression a decade later. Which is quite, in a way, it's in a very small way, it's reassuring. But in another way, it's also interesting to learn from it and to see that there's a way out of it.